So this one you may not have realized is an issue. Question is, how long should your straps be of the tefillin? How long do they have to be and how wide do they have to be? Seems pretty basic, but of course nothing is ever simple. You read Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Chav Zayin 11, Yud Aleph, says that Shishalshol Ritzuos Shituim Lefanov. The Ritzuos have to be in front of you. V'yagia Ara Tibor. It has to reach your navel area. Olamala Mimenu Ma'at. Or a little bit. So you have to check. Not always does the tefillin straps, I guess, broad shoulder. It may not always reach down. But that's first point. It has to be that big. Says Mishnah Berurah, ready? Not so simple. Really, it's supposed to be a little bit longer, according to some. But Ayin b'Chidush Rabbi Akiva Eger and the others, Demaski the Shal Yamin Ad Tibor. The right side is supposed to be till the navel, but the Shal Small only has to be until the chest. Okay, that's great. But then he says the Torah Kasev that there is an opinion Shal Yamin Ad Amila, that the right side is really supposed to go all the way down to your makom amila, which is much further down in a person's body. Otherwise, the left side only needs to go until the navel. Fine. That's for a righty. But what about a lefty? Does it have to get switched as well? It's easy. It's not my easiest chabura, but we have to knock off all the straps. We talked about everything about the straps except for this point. So the answer to that is, according to the Kaf HaChaim, no, a lefty keeps the same thing. The right one is supposed to be that long. Fine. Length is pretty good according to most people. Most people don't have a problem. What about the width of the tefillin straps? How wide are your tefillin? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Shulchan Aruch says, a little bit of a cryptic shir. It says, the shayarim v'sharosh, the rochav has to be ka'orach se'oro l'pachos, the size of a barley. Okay, something like the cholent barley, right? How big that's supposed to be. Mr. Burr says, well, it's the barley in its shells. I don't know if you've ever seen a barley in a shell. I have not, or not recent memory. But that's a little bit bigger. Says the Mishnah Berurah, some say, and he really debunks this idea, that it really is supposed to be the size of a barley with an uktzin. Then he says, no, you don't need the uktzin. This, I guess the uktzin is the stem, which already is talking about a bigger shear. So practically speaking, how much is this? So the way that the modern-day contemporary poskim say, it should be at least, depending on how you define this, 10 to 11 millimeters, which according to Google, if you put in Google, is about 0.4 to 0.44 inches. It's about a half an inch, a little bit less than half an inch. That is the minimal shear of the width of your tefillin straps. So you have to bring a ruler tomorrow, or maybe take out your phone and check that it actually works. But for the most part, that is what our tefillin are. Okay, but what happens if they get smaller over time? You know, whatever it is, the moisture or whatever it is, they just shrink just from the usage or something. The leather starts peeling. So do you have to do anything about it? So Shulchan Aruch says, what about if you have smaller straps? But he doesn't talk about if they get smaller. He talks about if they're too small. He says, "In piches mishir orech haritzus v'rachlam." He says, "Im ena motzi acheros." If you can't find any other ones, query what that means. He's supposed to borrow. He says, "Meinichin kamo shehen ad shi motzi acheros kashir." So I guess you could wear it for a few days until you could buy new ones. But he says, it sounds like from Shulchan Aruch, you can even make a bracha on such a tefillin. So is there any point where your tefillin lose their bracha status and you cannot make a bracha? So for that, the Mishnah Berurah already starts telling you it needs to be coming down from your head. It needs to be at least 2 tefachim long. So in other words, if you cut off it, I guess the straps get ripped or something, or it's I don't know, that's a hard practical case to see. Most people's tefillin go more than 2 tefachim down. But let's say they get ripped, then you wouldn't be allowed to put those tefillin on, but without a bracha. And what about the width? It needs to be the size that barley. If it's at least a barley, you can make a bracha. Less than that, you cannot. Says the true Shai, Erech Shai again. He liked him last time, right? So the true Shai says that if they start off the proper size and they get smaller, everything is fine. You don't need to do anything at all. And most of this year has been impractical so far. Here's the practical way that you tie it all together. Is let's say, and this happens all the time, if you look at your tefillin, in the middle of the strap, let's say the head strap going down, you start getting a little rip on the side, but it goes this way, you know, horizontal rip in the side of your tefillin. In other words, it starts like, you know, fraying a little bit. Then it goes even a little bit in. Now, let's say it's up high. do you view from the ribbon down as if it's cut off, and now you don't have the proper length of your tefillin straps. I will read you a very scary Ben Ish Chai. We'll end with this Ben Ish Chai. Okay, we'll get the dissenting opinions first. But listen to this Ben Ish Chai. He says, Shir Rocha Ritzua Shel Tefillin Tzarech Lios Ka'orech Sa'ora. It needs to be the length of a barley. Okay, fine. The width has to be the length of a barley. Fine. Then he says, if it's less than this, it's pasul. He says, V'inei Hoya Maisa. There was a story. Sharitzua Nitzroma Berichva Momala Samach Lektitzavet. All the way on top, there was a little puncture on the side of the tefillin. Even though it was very wide tefillin, so in other words, there's a little bit of someone had ripped, or the tefillin started ripping, going inwards, but it's still at this shear, it's still the width of the tefillin were still long enough at the side of a barley. You need to switch it, he says. Why? Listen to his proof. He says, because based on the Yesh Mefarshim, that right in Shulchan Aruch, Hilcha Shofar, that Dimnista Ka Shofar La'arko, if a shofar gets a crack in the length of the shofar, it's pasul. Afilu B'choshu, even a small crack. V'afopi Shenishur Shir Tekiya, even though it doesn't affect the sound at this point, and the proper shir is still there, Mishum Demachmas Koach V'chozek HaTekiya, because you blow so strong into the shofar, hastak holich umosiv ad shiatz tekulo. It's going to break and it's going to crack the entire way, he says. The holel, same thing. The omidu is stuck, you nistak kulo dummy. Since it's going to crack, we view it as if it's like it's cracked already. He says the same thing over here. Ayde shemoshe charetzuas b'shel yad. How often do you pull on your tefillin? Every day. Every day, b'kshira b'kricha, you're bushing around. V'chein b'shal rosh mahadka arbe, you play with your tefillin. He says, no sefes atzrima adshtitzum kulo. The rip is going to get the whole way there, and even if it's not there yet, ki ilu me'ata nitzrima. It's as if it's ripped now. V'kan yeshlachish b'tzrima tefillin mishofar. He says you should be choshish for it more than shofar, so you get a little rip on the side of your tefillin. It's no good, no good. Maybe the evidence fine, but you have to switch your tefillin.
What is a little rip?
And because of that, all the posts can attack this Ben Ish Chai. And they say, well, what do you mean? Come on, if you look at the Piskei Tshuva, he cites the Avadia, even the Sfardim attack it, the Chaz Nish attacked it. They say, no, you don't say, Omen we saw the Kesadik dummy over here. Boy, Shofar, I guess the Chozik of the blow is going to really do it. But I've never seen Tefillin snap off. Anyone ever seen a strap get ripped completely off? Probably not. It gets a little rip. My mind's filling. I have little rips in it beside over them. It's like, you know, it's frayed on the side often. And then, so it's not straight. It's not the same as it was in your bar mitzvah boy when it's like hard leather. So he says, at that said, according to the Ben Ish Chai, it would be a problem. According to most other poskim, you don't have to be crazy. So he asked me the shear, probably when it gets enough of a rip that it's now the length is not the size of a barley piece or 9 millimeters or whatever it is, 10 millimeters, which are not, you know, ripped. Once it gets less than 10 millimeters, then you should probably get new ones. But if you have a little side rip, I don't think it's a problem.
What about a little discoloration?
Yeah, so that's a whole other shear. Real answer is a little discoloration is not a problem. If it's a lot of discoloration, it starts really fraying, then you really should paint it, or you really should be fully black. Right, fully black. Shkoyach.